Oh, that was the end of some meatloaf there. How great is that?
Life's not like flat, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it.
Perfect, huh? Now, while this song is going, I would just like to encourage us all to take a listen and try and guess what I saw on television that might have this as its theme song. Something beloved, something everyone's heard of. Maybe an old game show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the game show. Today we got some young slut who's gonna pick between three male young sluts. Will they find their slut match? Will they find a prude and be disappointed for the rest of the night? Find out on Slut Date Cheater Caught Cheating Hour. This is actually the theme song from a little film. A lot of you, I understand, are familiar with a series of films we call James Bond. A lot of you are fans, too. I am not so much a fan of James Bond. I find him silly. I mean, even the modern iterations, I don't know, man. He's just this guy who runs around. He always has to get some kind of girlfriend, which never works for him. I don't know why he wastes his time with that. He always gets these gadgets that work one time. You know, it's like, well, hey, here's just a crazy gadget. If you find, you know, if I did this at my work, if I said, I need this piece of equipment, it has a one-time use and it works one time, could you spend the next 5 years doing R&D on this one thing? Hopefully someone would tell me to go fuck myself. But for James Bond, it's fine, you know. Hey, go ahead and crash that remote control car. No big deal. Car that looks like a submarine. I don't know. Something like that. Ugh. Sorry, guys. And they always do this, too. They're like, we're going to relaunch him as being gritty this time. This time, we're going for a more... No one's ever gone like, we're going to do a more wild James Bond. You know what I mean? We want to do a James Bond that's madcap. But let me tell you, the original James Bond movie, Casino Royale, the first one, okay? It's terrible. It is terrible. I mean, it's just all over the place. There are just scenes. It's like scenes. It's almost like a Monty Python thing where they took the best from the show and made it into a movie of sorts. I say of sorts because, you know, it's... I mean, one scene you're watching a guy named James Bond who's this old man. He pulls into a field with this van full of women and science stuff. And then he's shooting... He's shooting like... I don't know, skeet, but they're shaped like little ducks and they launch and they explode. And for some reason, one of them boomerangs back into the van of science stuff and women. And the women abandon ship and all the science stuff gets blown up. But it's very unclear to me what he's doing and why he's shooting these exploding ducks. There's Woody Allen, isn't it? There's at least three James Bonds, one of them who's a woman. There's a scene where James Bond is in some kind of contest to lift very heavy spherical boulders against a bunch of Scottish guys who cannot do it. There's a part where Woody Allen drinks some kind of poison and is burping sort of animated bubbles. You know, badly. It kind of looks like what surrounds Pigpen, but bright blue. The end of the movie, the last 10 minutes, I thought for sure, and this is like a 3-hour movie, okay? I thought at the end of this movie, is like, maybe this all kind of makes sense. Maybe it all wraps up. It ends in a huge casino where there's a battle, I guess you'd call it. But, like, you know, people start shooting each other. James Bond, one of the James Bond, deploys a railing that's also a gun. It's a circular railing around, like, a poker table, and he pushes a button, and apparently there are a bunch of tiny guns in it. They just all shoot outward, whichever direction they're facing, you know, so he takes out, like, 100 people that way. Cowboys ride in and start fighting everybody. The roulette table starts spinning and becomes airborne and is flying around the room. There's gas shooting out. There's a bubble machine firing at random. Because there are cowboys, of course, Indians come skydiving in from a plane on parachutes and start attacking everybody. It's fucking insane. And then it's just over. There's a great scene where James Bond is karate fighting these women who are all in, like, bikinis. They're all just kind of standing around a room. They come up to him one by one and try to seduce him. And when they fail, he, like, throws them to the ground, you know, with, like, a judo throw. I mean, pretty hard. So I guess that's his test to make sure that his boner's not going to get in the way of his secret agenting. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. Couldn't they just feed him saltpeter or some bullshit like that? Anyway, that's what the original Casino Royale is. I don't know if I'd even say see it. I mean, if you're a fan of watching a movie that, you know, is just insane. If you like to watch things that are just out of control, this is the movie for you, my friends. So I think we're going to go ahead and do a power hour today. Because why the hell not? You know what I mean? I do what I want. This is my show now. I'm in control of the vertical and the horizontal. Pete's putting the whore back in horizontal. Good one, huh? For those of you who don't know how a power hour works, it's pretty simple. Basically, I have 50 questions here, and I have a minute to answer each one. And I'll be just drinking, trying to give people some helpful advice to get through their lives. So you'll hear this sound, something like this, I hope. And then I'll have 1 minute to answer the question, and then you'll hear the chime again, and that means the minute is up, and it's time to move on to the next question. I think that's really all there is to it. I don't know. It's not that complicated, right? You've all gotten advice before. I've also got my friend's tag team with me. Yeah! Jesus Christ! I don't know why tag team is so much louder than everything else. But, you know, that's always a good one. Or if I get a good burn on someone, you might get a... I really wish someone would follow me around in real life and play that noise when I got, you know, got one over on somebody. You know, someone... I cut somebody off in traffic and they're like, "Nice driving, asshole." And I say, "Fuck you, you fat fuck." And then they, you know, they pop out of the trunk. And then just go right back in. And then I'd be like, "Well, I think it's pretty clear who won that exchange. Wouldn't you say, fucker?" I also try and get some music going just because that keeps me pumped up for the power hour duration. So here we go. Let's get this started. Dear Snowman, what a good activity for my toddler. My daughter will be turning 4 in 2 months. Aww! I want to introduce her to new things like dance, t-ball, something. What are good activities for 4-year-old that will keep her attention and enjoy it? From Mama. Well, I mean, obviously I'm not going to recommend any kind of, language, because, you know, you don't seem to have a great grasp on that. So I can't assume you can apply your skills. I don't know. What is a toddler? You know what I think would be a good toy for a toddler, actually? How about a bunch of pool balls? Think about it. I mean, people buy these things for their fucking toddlers. It's like a block with a letter on it. How about a pool ball? That's got a number on it. They probably can't fucking swallow that shit. I think that would work just fine. Get your kid a bunch of pool balls. They'll learn how to play with pool balls. They'll make a bunch of holes in the fucking wall, and they'll learn numbers. Maybe they'll be better at math than these stupid assholes in their blocks. Dear Snowman, slam poetry help, please. I have a phobia of public speaking. Next week, I have to perform a slam poem in English class. Not only am I terrified, I don't have a good poem either. I have no idea what to write about. Help. From Zeno. Here's what I've learned about slam poetry. Basically, the only thing you can write about is, like, racism or sexism. Or, if you were raped, that's a pretty good topic for a slam poem. If you're, like, a normal, middle-of-the-road white guy, you're pretty much screwed. You know, the only thing you could do is write something purposely racist and then just say you were trying to point out the racism. This is a pretty good chance to say, like, fuck or shit in class. So you might try that out. Might give that a shot. I don't know. You don't always get to say fuck or shit in class, but you could just say, like, oh man, the passion of the slam took me away and I couldn't help myself. Dear Snowman, why does my head start to hurt and I start to panic when I see pictures of rats? Do I have a fear of them, or is it more psychological than that? From Ollie. Your head starts to hurt. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you're a puss to me. Just to see a picture of a rat? They're ugly as shit. Don't get me wrong. They're bad things. Bad creatures. I wish we could get rid of them. I still have ants in my fucking kitchen. I figured out how they were getting into the bathroom and eliminated them. But in the kitchen, I pulled the fridge out from the wall, and I was looking around, and I thought I had, nailed them down, but I think they're coming in another spot. They're unstoppable, and rats are the same way. I think that's what we freak out with these rats and the mice. There's no escape. I just saw a picture of a guy online today who was sweeping under his dishwasher, and there's a fucking snake skeleton under there. He lives on the goddamn third floor. So if you can get a snake under your dishwasher on the third floor and somehow skeletonize it, I don't know, man. There's no escape from nature anymore. Dear Snowman, can a teenager predict her future children's genders? I'm 15, and for some reason I have this gut feeling I will have primarily, if not all, girls. I was raised with two older sisters. One of my sisters feels that she will have all boys. To mothers, did you ever have a gut feeling about your future children's genders even when you're not pregnant and you were right? From Jenny. Listen, dum-dum, you have a fucking 50-50 shot. So, I mean, yeah, you could probably... If something has a 50-50 outcome, you could probably predict pretty easily what the outcome may be. And if you're wrong, you would be wrong at most half the time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you might have an instinct about it, but it's not like you're saying, oh, my color, what color do I think will be, I don't know, what's the next car I see, what color will it be? And there's like 50 choices. Could be champagne, could be some weird beige, could be some shitty looking silver. Could be rust. There's two options. Dear Snowman, is it pointless to do ab exercises if you still have fat to lose? Will it just make your belly look bigger? Should you have a lower body fat first before doing ab exercises? From Chrissy. Everyone's real obsessed with getting these abs. You know what I mean? These six-pack abs and whatnot. I don't know. I mean, just... If you still have fat to lose, here's my thing. If you still have fat to lose... Don't worry about working on the one part of your body, you know what I mean? It's not like if you had a disaster body with abs, we'd get real, you know, oh my god, I'm so hard. There's this lady, she's about 75 pounds overweight, however she has a six-pack. That would be great, you know what I mean? Or in your case, I mean what you're asking me. Well, there's this girl, she's like 80 pounds overweight, however she has a six-pack, which would be hot, except for it gives her kind of a belly. What the hell are you talking about? That's insane. Dear Snowman, so yesterday my assistant principal was in the hallway and I was headed to class and I noticed that he had a plate of cake in his hand eating it and he was shaking a lot. I just want to know why he was shaking. From Donna. Well, put yourself in the mind of an assistant principal of a school. I mean, he's probably eating a piece of cake, shaking because he's just... Either so happy because he's got cake and he's at work and this is the one happiness he has, or, you know, he's shaking with rage because this is his one happiness and he's become overwhelmed with sadness that this is the best part of his day, is eating this fucking piece of shit cake. It's not even cake he's going to enjoy, but he still knows that it'll be the best part of his day because he can sit at his desk and eat his cake and just not really think about anything. So he's probably shaking with a combination of total joy and total dread for the life that he has become here. Dear Snowman, what about getting a tattoo, even though my parents don't approve? So I'm an engineer major, 19-year-old. My parents are real anti any kind of tattoos or piercings, but my dream is to get a huge tribal tat that goes over half of my upper body. Should I get it without their approval? Will it prevent me in the future from getting a good job, as they say? How much will it be? Thank you for your attention. From Bob. Well, Engineer Major. Let's see, you're 19. So here's the thing. Everyone who has tattoos is like, oh, it's so addicting, we'll get more. And maybe that's true, it seems to be true. I mean, probably people who are attracted to tattoos in the first place are people who are attracted to additional tattoos. So just wait till you're 25, and then if you still want it, you can get it over half your body. But also, you're 19. What fucking money are you going to use? It costs a lot. Over half your upper body? That's going to cost more money than you have as an engineer student. So, I don't know, just fucking wait a little while. Don't be an idiot. Dear Snowman, I have a friend who is being trained by a former Marine and MMA fighter. He promised my friend to make him a killer in a year. Does this guy sound like a legit trainer? I do Shorin Ryu, and this seems odd to me. Still takes years of practice, right? From Coach. Yeah, Shorin Ryu. Oh, you can't! Listen, I don't know. I mean, he's like, I'll make you a killer in a year. What does that even mean? Who's he gonna kill? No, he doesn't sound like a legit trainer. Oh, I was in the Marines. Okay. Good for you. And he was an MMA fighter. Are you aware? You can just be in an MMA fight. You don't have to do anything. You can lose a bunch of MMA fights and still be an MMA fighter. So that doesn't... I don't know. But I mean, you're doing this thing where it's like, oh no, I don't do karate, I do kung fu. No one who doesn't do that gives a shit. We say, are you kicking things and wearing a stupid robe? Are you... Okay, that's all the same to everybody who's not involved in that shit. Just know that. Dear Snowman, I have a party in my Spanish class and we have to bring something to eat slash drink. I brought Doritos last time and that's kind of, I don't know, ordinary. I would prefer to bring something that I can just buy from the store. Should I just bring a different brand of chips? Would anyone really notice? From Tony. So you want to stand out from the crowd and bringing Doritos, you know, was a crowd pleaser, but doesn't really express your individuality. You want to express how individual and cool you are via snack chip. I mean, it's a tall order you've set for yourself here, Tony. This is not Tone Bone. Tone Bone, tell me what you gonna do when there ain't nowhere to hide. I don't know, tortilla chips with a hint of lime? Those are really good. I love the dust on those, and it seems to make me sick after about 20. But, I don't know, that's probably the right amount of chips anyway. Maybe that's a safety feature of sorts. Dear Snowman, what are tropical colors for braces? A few days before I go to Hawaii, I'm getting my bands changed on my braces, and so most of you with braces know the basic color palette for braces. What are some Hawaiian colors that are on the basic one that they offer you? From Ashley. What are Hawaiian colors? I don't know, look at their flag, idiot. Who cares? They're braces. You realize that these are metal bands that go over your teeth to make them not shitty, right? We need to adorn these. I wish that, you know, it would have been nice if I'd started a trend here. I was hoping that when I got these braces, a trend would start of people getting braces just to be cool. You know, like people wear fucking glasses just to look cool that don't have even real lenses in them. So why not braces? Why wouldn't they be like, yeah, man, braces. That would be for a correcting of a thing, sort of like glasses. So far, no luck. I'm gonna level. No luck so far, you fuckers. Dear Snowman, I saw a fish giving a blowjob? I saw a video on Facebook about a man getting sucked off by a fish. How does this happen? From Jim. I mean, I saw a video on Facebook about... I like how it's about a man getting sucked off by a fish. Like there is a real narrative there. Oh, one time there was this guy. His name was Steve. Now he got real into tropical fish just after high school. I mean, he worked construction, so he had some disposable income. He decided to get a tropical fish tank and, you know, it's like a penthouse forum kind of thing. You know, the lights were dim, but the aquarium lights were bright as ever. And when he stuck his penis in, it looked twice as long because of the water diffracting the light or whatever it does. I mean, it's not really about the guy getting it's of him getting a blowjob from a fish. And I don't think fish can give a blowjob. I think they're just trying to consume your penis and don't have the ability to do that. That sounds like what that video was, my friend. Dear Snowman, how do the churches cure the homosexual out of people? The scientists can't cure them, but the churches can? From Cindy. Oh, God. I think that the problem you've got here is if being gay could be cured, which I don't know. I mean, let's say cured just as in altered, reversed, your sexual preference. I'm sure it's possible in some, you know, if once they figure out what the hell is in a brain. But I think the problem you've got is that scientists have actual things to do, like get rid of cancer and shit like that. As far as I'm concerned, a gay couple, I mean, Jesus Christ, they're not reproducing, so I'm already a fan. You know, so I mean, they're probably doing actual science is the thing. And if people wanted to be cured of gay, I guess that's, you know, a whole other thing. But in the meantime, the church has nothing to do but try to cure gay people and fail. I mean, they don't. I don't think they do. I think they just make people feel like shit until they're, you know, don't claim to be gay anymore. Dear Snowman, what occupations did the Spanish have in 1700s? From Yay. What occupations do the Spanish have now? Take that, you lazy Spaniards. Probably like sailor. Okay, based on some games I've played, the kind of occupations that were in this time would be the following. Thief, cleric, whatever the hell that is, healer, some kind of warrior type person, elf, orc, dragon related seems to be a big field, you know, taming dragons or riding dragons or making metal statues of dragons. Do you think that in those days they had weird paintings and weird metal sculptures of wizards with dragons and crystal balls and shit like that? Or do you think that's only been more of a modern thing? I don't know. Dear Snowman, I'm interested in the Bible, but I don't know much about it. Any good books that might help? From Punky. So you want to know about the Bible, and you're wondering if there's a book about a book that could help you learn about the book. I mean, what a horrible question that is. That would be like me... I mean, the Bible is really not that long. And I know there are a lot of churchy people who are into that shit, and that's great. But it's like... if I'm real into robots, I think I could read like a 400-page book about robots. God knows I have, and I don't even really give a shit about robots. But I've read like 100 books about robots. So if you really believe that shit, I think you could probably take the time to just read the one damn book. Just read the book, the Bible. That would be my suggestion. You know, there's 100 versions, but I'm sure if you've read any one version that you'll get the gist. Jesus Christ, I don't know, the Da Vinci Code? Dear Snowman, how do you kiss somebody? LOL, this is a stupid question, but I've never had a first kiss. So I was just wondering, how do you do it? How do you dot it? From Drew. Well, Drew, I do much like I am here. I take a swig of beer. I feel the pain in my gut. That's a mixture of dehydration and fear. Then I take another drink of the same beer. Then I think, Jesus Christ, why did I wear a denim jacket? What was I thinking? You know. Then I get back to this task at hand. Should I kiss this person? I don't know. Then basically what happens is you just kind of move your face towards their face and push your lips out ever so slightly, and then they'll do the same thing. And, you know, it's a push-pull. It's like having a tug-of-war with yourself. You can't really practice. You just gotta do it when it comes around. Dear Snowman, do girls like to see bi guys make out with each other? I have a fiancé, but I've been having a little bisexual sex with my friend who I work out with. That's awesome. Do you think my girlfriend would be okay with it? It might be a little awkward because I haven't had sex with her yet. From Borg. So hang on. You've been having sex with your workout buddy, but you want to know if your girlfriend would like to watch you make out with that guy? I mean, if she doesn't know that you're bisexual and that you've been fucking this other guy and you haven't even fucked your girlfriend yet... I mean, look, if you haven't banged her yet and you say, hey, are you into... Yeah, I can see why you don't know whether she'd like to watch you make out with some other guy. You know what I mean? You haven't even had sex yet. You don't really know the boundaries here, what she might be into. I mean, I don't know. You probably just ask her, and then when she says no, then you'll know the answer, which is fucking no. What an idiot. What an asshole. Dear Snowman, Why do guys scratch their balls all the time? This makes absolutely no sense to me. Why do they do it? Nearly all the men I've ever seen in school, on the street, everywhere, like to scratch and fiddle around down there. Fiddle around down there nearly every 5 minutes. It is truly beyond my comprehension why they do this, because I am a male and never do this. I've never been so itchy and irritable down there that I would have to reach down for a grab. These are my theories. They are so unclean that their junk has some sort of bacteria. They never groom themselves down below, so it becomes overgrown. Herpes, sexual deviance, no shame, or they're overcompensating. I refuse to believe that they are so freaking huge that they have to readjust because, for what it's worth, I am very well endowed. So what is it? It is confusing, disgusting, and unnecessary if you have even the basics in personal hygiene. From Sacco. I mean, I think people just get in the habit, and then it's a hard habit to break. It's like, you know, biting your fingernails or something. If you're used to picking at your balls all day, you're going to be used to picking at your balls all fucking day. Dear Snowman, is it wrong to feel sorry for 95.5% of the world's population since they don't live in the USA? From John.
And I proudly stand up next year.
I mean, it's a pretty weird thing to feel. I mean, do you feel less sorry for them based on their, you know, Canada is like, well, I only feel sort of sorry for... What's the 0.5% or the 4.5% that you don't feel sorry for? Is that Canada? Did I fuck it up by mentioning Canada? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to live in fucking India. You know what I mean? That seems like a shithole based on what I've seen in Slumdog Millionaires and whatnot. You know, or I don't know. I just saw this thing online. It was like pictures of kids with their toys. And I gotta say, the African kids were not looking too good in the toy department. Most of them had one toy. Often it was a stuffed monkey, which was a little bizarre. Dear Snowman, is forced starvation the answer to whites' weight problems? I say yes it is. From Anti. So forcing someone to starve is how to make white people specifically not fat anymore? I mean... No, I don't. When I was in German class in like 8th grade, we had this weird teacher who cried all the time. She told us this story about, you know, there's all this famine in Germany. And once the famine was over, you know, people ate like crazy. And there was this guy who ate a bunch and they tried, his belly expanded. And they tried to tie it down with belts, but eventually it burst, you know, and he died. So my point is, I don't think that starvation is really a good solution to anything. I'll tell you what, if I was in a forced starvation, if I was in the desert, let's say, one time in my life, I don't think I'd ever be more than 6 inches away from a bottle of water. You know, I think I would just decide, like, oh, I'm not leaving water alone ever again. It's worth it. Dear Snowman, why do some people say, don't be gay? Don't they understand that no one chooses to be gay? Don't be gay? That's like saying don't be a certain ethnicity or don't be terrified of giant spiders. Ridiculous. From Anon. Yeah, but I mean, that's assuming you don't say racist things along those lines. Hey, don't be black. You know, don't endorse... Oh, you eat cream of wheat? Don't be so black. You know what I mean? I say shit like that all the time. Oh, you work as a thief? Don't be such a Spaniard. Get over yourself. That's why people say don't be gay. I don't think they're actually saying that to gay people based on gay acts. I don't think a gay guy is saying, oh, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my boyfriend. It's like, don't be gay. I think they're saying, like, hey, I'm going to go on a date with my girlfriend. And they say, don't be gay. There you go. That's what it is. Don't be sensitive. How about that? And, yeah, don't be terrified of giant spiders. You could probably deal with that. Dear Snowman, what is the Honduran shoe size 35 in boys converted to in America? From Asai. I mean, I know nothing. Honduras. This is the first time I've said that word out loud, except maybe when I was looking at the tag on the back of a t-shirt. Made in Honduras. And you guys are not doing a good job. And maybe it's because you've got these insane sizes. A size 35 shoe? I have no fucking idea what that is, but I know it's not, there's no scale. It's going to be like, well, it's 7.25 inches per every Honduran inch or whatever you got. You probably have never even heard of inches. So I don't know what the point of this is going to be. Plus, we don't make shoes here. We make them in China. So ask the Chinese what their thing is. I don't know. Stop living in Honduras. Just stop. Dear Snowman, Why are men much more likely to be serial killers? I know there are a lot of female killers, but even the most methodical killers who don't get caught have proven to be men, although that's all that is known about them. From Hater. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why men are so good at serial killing, or why they're attracted to that field. I mean, it's a good point for what, you know, the equality, inequality of men versus women. I don't know. Maybe if women made a dollar for every dollar, you know, instead of like 90 cents or whatever, they would be motivated to kill? I don't know. I'm not really sure what it is about men, but we're good at it. I mean, I don't know. I would like to see a nice lady serial killer, though. I mean, the Jason of lady... Well, Jason's mom, I guess, was the original Jason, really. He just kind of ripped her off. Although he did a better job, so who's to say? Bride of Chucky was not as effective as Chucky, obviously. Alien, was that a woman? Who's to say? Dear Snowman, do we only use 10% of my brain on Earth? Many people claim that when they die, they feel very much alive, but we only use 10% of our brain on Earth. So does that mean when you die and go to hell, not saying you will use 100% for the full dissatisfaction to make yourself feel like you really are in a million suns? Obviously, you will have flesh, the scorch of pain, and the loss of God, the ultimate pain. All of this is enhanced 90% from Ishmael. So are you saying that 90% of your brain is unused on Earth because they're saving it for when you go to hell? And that way you can really not enjoy it? It's an interesting theory, I guess, if you're into God. You know, that he's like, oh man, you better watch out. But I would think that it'd be more effective to give us a taste of what we're gonna experience. You know what I mean? If I could imagine a hell that bad, maybe I'd try to avoid it a little more instead of drinking this beer and telling you to go fuck yourself. Dear Snowman, should I confess to my cousin? So it's a long story, but I liked my cousin ever since we met. Oh, this is getting steamy. The first 2 years ago, I felt that he was my perfect person, but I am sure that he doesn't like me at all, only family. I'm a girl, by the way, and he's a boy, lol. I'm not sure if I can why are people saying lol on stuff? Why would I laugh at, like, I like my cousin, he's my perfect person. You're talking about wanting to fuck your cousin, but you want me to be sure that it's not gay. Fucking your cousin is way weirder than fucking a guy if you're a guy. Trust me. We always wrestle and do fun things together. Don't get me wrong, though. Should I confess to him? I really love him more than myself. Should I? I need some help. Oh, and we are not blood related. No, you should not fuck your cousin. Even if you're not blood related, it's gonna get weird. Believe me, it's gonna get weird. It's already weird, just reading the question. And you're obvious, I mean, you put LOL, and then a frown, and then a smiley face, and then some kind of emoticon I don't even understand that looks like a ball sack above winking eyes. No. Dear Snowman, my kid, Caitlin, who is 4 years old, ate a lot of spaghetti and then got into the candy basket and ate a whole bag of M&Ms and a bag of Snickers. Her belly looks like it's going to bust, and she told me she had a bellyache. Do you think she will throw up? And if so, how long will it be until she does throw up? From Taylor. Well, Taylor, I mean, I would think you would know by now. Jesus Christ, what? Ate a bunch of spaghetti and then a huge bag of M&Ms and Snickers? Like, I don't know. I mean, I think the kid could probably eat as much as it can eat. And then if it pukes, it pukes. And if it doesn't, then it's not going to puke and it's fine. You know what I mean? If it goes like 4 hours, you're in the clear. If you're not, then you're probably fucked. I don't know, quit feeding her so much spaghetti so she has more candy room. Don't be such a bitch. Dear Snowman, my 4-year-old son has been potty trained for 2 years now, but I can't seem to get him to wear underwear or anything like underwear under his pants. Even tried putting shorts under his pants, but he still does like it. Every time I put them on him, he'll take them off without me knowing about it. I'm having a very hard time with this. Can anyone please help me with this? From Carrie. I mean, he's 4, and he's potty trained. So what the hell does he need underwear for? I mean, he's probably not good at wiping, so probably doing his laundry sucks because you're like, I'd rather the shit smear... I don't know, would you rather the shit smear was on underwear than jeans? And it's not, you know, I can wear a pair of pants 2 or 3 days to work, but I don't think a 4-year-old is probably going to get 2 or 3 days out of the average pair of pants. I mean, they're pissing and shitting everywhere, and it seems like they're puking because they eat a whole fucking thing of spaghetti every other day. He's not going to make it. He needs to change his pants every day, so whatever. I mean, just go with it. What do they need the underwear for anyway? That's just to keep your pants for an extra day, I think. Dear Snowman, I had a dream God gave me a lottery ticket and I won $2 million. It was a combination of alphabets and numbers, like password, but is there such a lottery? And I don't even remember the combination. What my dream meant. From Dying Cat. Your dream meant nothing, but you telling other people about it means you're a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. So your question is, okay, I got this lottery ticket, but it had numbers and letters and like a dollar sign instead of an S so that I could remember. And I'm hoping that there's such a lottery because maybe I can enter it and win. That's what you were hoping to hear, wasn't it? Because you're so warped. Your thinking is so off the fucking wall that you were hoping that that's what I would say as an adult human to another adult human. Well, I got bad news for you, fuckface. It's not happening. You screwed up this time. This time, you blew it. No, there's no such thing, and don't enter the lottery. Don't do it. That ended suddenly, didn't it? Jesus Christ. Everything's gone nuts. Dear Snowman, there is nothing to do to prevent crime. Do you agree or disagree? Why? From Wang. There's nothing to do to prevent crime. I mean, only you can take a bite out of crime. I don't know, I mean, I guess Batman would disagree with that. And I tend to go with Batman on most issues. I mean, most issues of politics and crime and city management, I think, are well handled by Batman. So I'm going to go with him on that one and say, like, maybe you can't prevent crime, but you can sure the hell beat the shit out of some guy in a bunch of fucking makeup after he does a crime. And maybe that will make him think twice before repeating his crime the next time. How's that for an answer? Just go around beating the shit out of anyone wearing makeup who's doing crazy crimes. Dear Snowman, do insane people have emotions? I've been wondering this for a while now, but haven't been able to find an answer. Like, do insane people have feelings, or inside are they just hollow and numb? I saw a news report one time where an insane person had been arrested, and in his mugshot, he just looked blank and empty. From Mia. Yeah, I mean, I think they have. I mean, something's going on in there. You know, they have some kind of thing that makes them kill. Because if they don't have emotions, then they're operating off of pure logic, and they're insane, and they're killing people. So that means that killing people is the only logical thing to do, is kind of what I'm hearing here. So, they must have feelings. I think their feelings are just warped, or maybe they're part of the 90% of our brain that's in hell. Maybe their hell brain has been activated, and that's why they're able to make these terrible decisions about stabbing someone in the head with a drill. Dear Snowman, there's a little pain on my left testicle and groin. I'm 17, and I felt a little pain, and I used to get this every now and then, and I don't know if it was my sliders from yesterday. I had a soccer game, and it was squishing my balls and hurting my left testicle. Any advice on what this is? It's not an extreme pain, it's annoyance. I will feel it for 10 minutes, then it'll go away and later come back. From Ran. I mean, people are so fucking stupid sometimes. They'll be like, oh, this hurts. And you say, oh, well, what happened? And they say, well, I was wearing these tight little bicycle shorts, you know, that you would wear under like a Power Rangers outfit in order to slide on the grass and kick a soccer ball. And it was squeezing my left testicle to the point of strangulation. You know, I'm surprised the testicle didn't die. However, it hurts still today. Yeah, you probably, I mean, if you just squeezed your testicle as hard as you could for 5 seconds, it might hurt for a couple days. Give it a couple days, you fucking idiot. Dear fucking idiots, like the only thing I've had to say to anybody on this show. Dear Snowman, should I go to school tomorrow? No. I have a stuffy, runny nose, a headache, a stomach ache, itchy, watery eyes, and a sore throat. From Maddie. I mean, no, you should never go to school. I don't care how sick you are. Although the one thing is, you probably should go to school when you're sick. If it depends. If your parents are the kind who a parent stays home with you, then you might as well stay home when you're sick. But if your parents are the kind that, like, go to work when you're sick and you just stay at home and watch TV, always stay home. I don't care what the conditions are that you're saying you should, that you're, you know, following. Just stay home. Always. You don't need to go to school. What are they going to learn there? Some idiot. I remember staying home from school when I had, like, chicken pox. Some idiot brought me homework that was, you know, writing in cursive. And I was like, all right, I'll just write 20 capital A's that I'll never remember. This is very good for me. This is going to be great. Dear Snowman, does it matter which arm a guy gets a cross tattoo on? From CJ. Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to get the gay side, huh? If you get the cross on the right side, it's gay, and on the left side, it's straight. For all the gay guys trying to pick up other gay guys who have huge cross tattoos. I don't know, I mean, look at Scott Stapp. Because I would say if you want to have a life like the lead singer of Creed, which in some ways I could understand, then just get it on whichever arm he has it. And if you don't, then get it on the other arm. Or, you could just simply get a huge cross tattoo on both arms. Or in the center of your chest, if you wanted to do that. I mean, that way, it doesn't really matter, right? You're balanced. You're a balanced man. You're fair and balanced. That's the news. I've been Pete. Yeah, I don't know. I'd say skip it. That's what I'd say. Dear Snowman, help, I think I'm homestuck. I can't leave my house. What do I do? From Luna. This question is not clear to me. Are you stuck in your house as in like a giant boulder rolled against the door of your apartment and you can't escape? Or there's like a bear outside and you're not sure if you can go anywhere? Or are you like me and you fear the outside world and all those who dwell within without it? Because if that's the case, don't order podcast equipment from Amazon and start doing that. And then it's sort of like you're out in the world. You're putting yourself out in the world, you know, without having to talk to a bunch of people about what it's like in the city where they live. But if it's the boulder thing, then yeah, I don't know. Call fucking Batman or whoever your local guy is. I mean, if you're in Denver, it's Martian Manhunter, which seems shitty, but he's not very busy and he's very strong, so that's perfect. Dear Snowman, guys, at what age do you consider a woman to be old? When do you think a woman is considered old? I'll be 27 in a few months, and I feel like people already see me as an old maid. From Ivy. When is a woman old? I don't know. I mean, as soon as she starts being sensible, I think you're old. You don't want to go out to anywhere. But you sort of do, but you don't, you know? I don't really know what the signs of oldness in women are. I mean, besides, like, the physical, biological, but I don't know. Who cares? What the fuck difference does it make? Believe me, you're not that old. If you're attractive, you're really never old. I mean, what's her name? Helen Mirren? She's never going to be seen as an old lady because she's, you know, attractive. That's all it takes. So it's as soon as you're not attractive. So for some people are old at 9, you know? Dear Snowman, why did John Wayne Gacy dress up as a clown? Why? From Dennis. That's a really good question. Why did the murderer John Wayne Gacy dress up as a clown and do these scary pictures and all that? I like to think that it's, you know, just part of the rich tapestry of life. You know how that guy was saying before about the other 90% of our brains being reserved for hell? I like to think he tapped into a little of that and just somehow saw a future in which people were fucking terrified of a guy dressed as a clown for no real reason. I don't know, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we need once in a while. Something crazy, something that makes no fucking sense, is a guy dressed as a clown killing people. It makes him way worse than if he was just dressed normally, right? Or wore a suit. I mean, it wouldn't be fun if he wore a suit. But dressed as a clown, you know, or you want a guy in a giant, Snoopy outfit to run around killing people. It's not fun if he's dressed like Scream Guy or whatever. Dear Snowman, for a 21-year-old, how many partners is too many? Sex partners, that is. From Lynn. I mean, I think a good rule of thumb is if you start to forget them, if you're going back in your head and you can't remember the people you've had sex with, it's not about it being too high of a number. It's about being able to remember the people you've had sex with because it was significant enough that you can remember it 5 years later. If you lose track, if you don't know, you know, or if you're like, I think it's 7, but I can only remember 6, and then it takes you 20 minutes to come up with the other one, then you've probably had, that's your limit. I mean, whatever your brain can conceive of, that's kind of the limit, okay? Just use your own judgment, but your judgment probably isn't that good, so use my judgment. And as many as you can keep track of, that's what you're going to have to do. Dear Snowman, What can you tell about a woman based on what she drinks? If she drinks beer, I normally find her to be a good conversationalist who doesn't take herself too seriously. If she drinks Cosmopolitans, she is way too high maintenance and I avoid her. If she doesn't drink, what is she, a nun? If she drinks grain alcohol, she's too hardcore for me, and if I married her, I'd be paying for her liver transplant. What do you think? From Manny. I mean, I think everyone drinks some beer. You know what I mean? On some level. Or wine. I'm gonna just put beer and wine in the same basic category. I find it easier to get along with someone who drinks beer than doesn't, but it's just because I drink beer. It's like, you know, if I was seeing someone who didn't enjoy video games on every level, any level, every level, let's be serious, I'd have a real hard time. I don't know, Cosmopolitans? I've never had one. If they're really good, then fine. If you make them, whatever you make for yourself at home is fine, you know what I mean? If you're making shit at home, go for it. And I don't know, grain alcohol? She's too hardcore for you? Well, then you're a puss. It's not a character flaw of hers that you're intimidated by a woman who knows how to fucking drink a shot. Dear Snowman, how vampire lifestyle fits with subculture, and how is marijuana fit in with counterculture? I need help with my assignment from sociology class. I need to write two paragraphs. Wow, two whole paragraphs, huh? Einstein. One on how vampire lifestyle fit in with subculture, another paragraph about how marijuana fit in with counterculture. Thank you, I appreciate your help. From Andre. Let's see, okay, paragraph one, how vampire lifestyle fits in with subculture. Well, because somebody's making these fucking underworld movies and someone's going to see them. Paragraph two, how marijuana fits in with counterculture. I encounter these assholes all the time who are trying to legalize marijuana, and it annoys me. And I would like to counter them with a karate chop and then kick them in the head. Dear Snowman, why does American TV censor nudity, which is normal and natural, but not violence and gore? From Pilot. Oh, what an amazing question. I mean, people bring this up all the time. You know, it's like, oh, we're such a fucked up culture because we like violence, but not nudity. We don't want nudity. But I don't know, I mean, I've never really gotten to punch somebody in the face. And I've seen nudity in real life. And most people, more people probably see more real life nudity than they see of real life super violence in America, right? So, I mean, it's probably good. I mean, it keeps the nudity enticing and mysterious. It'd be like if you were watching porno in every TV show. I mean, regular nudity would probably get old, right? Because you'd be like, I don't know, this shit's not weird enough for me. Dear Snowman, can you answer these questions about... Oh, my God. Okay. We're going to do a one question, and then we'll go into this power question. So, hypothetical situation. You are able to verbalize one last statement now before your ability to speak is permanently gone. What will your last verbalized words or sentences to the world be? Why that choice? From Pinky. You know what? I fucked up. I should do this other question, and then this, last question, right? Alright, so here we go. Dear Snowman, can you answer these questions about Isaac Newton? Who encouraged him to go to college? Probably he went there because some girlfriend of his was going there. Was he a straight A student? I don't think they used A's back in Whig days. What college did he go to first, and what year did he start? I don't know. I mean, Harvard? I have no fucking idea. I read somewhere that he was a scissor in school? What is a scissor and how did he get this job? Sipping on scissor. What got him interested in studying math and science? I think an apple hit him in the face. When did he graduate from college? 4 years after he started. Boom. 4 years after he started. What was the name of his first book and what was it about? It was called Me and Isaac, and it was him on a, bicycle built for two with a second version of him driving the bike and the other one sitting on the front on the handlebars. What did he teach when he first became a professor? What year was that? That's one question. You've got all these fucking questions separated out and that's one question? Fuck you. What was his major discovery about light and what instrument did he use to... What instrument did he use slash make? Basically, he discovered... Just give me the light. What was his first government position? Official gravity man. When did he become a knight? On the very last day that he played World of Warcraft. All right, that last question. Hypothetical. You're able to verbalize one last statement now before your ability to speak is permanently gone. What will your last verbalized words or sentence to the world be? Why that choice? From Pinky. So, I mean, you're asking me to pick my last things to say to the world, right? I have one last thing to say, and then that's it? Then I'm gone? I don't know, that's a tough one. I mean, I am pretty disappointed, and, you know. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe I'd just be like, I don't know, guys. I'm pretty disappointed in most of you. But hey, don't get down on yourself. Thanks for trying. Got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy.